AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Eulogies are pouring in after the death this morning of the Reverend Jesse Jackson. The two-time presidential candidate who led the civil rights movement for decades was 84. Reverend Al Sharpton says Jackson is an American icon.
Jesse Jackson changed American politics. Jesse Jackson changed the civil rights movement. He was a consequential and transformative figure.
Former President Barack Obama says Jackson's historic runs for president laid the foundation for his own campaign. President Trump says Jackson had lots of personality, grit, and street smarts, adding he was a force of nature like few others before him. Investigators in the Nancy Guthrie disappearance say DNA from gloves did not match any entries in a national database. The 84-year-old mother of NBC Today co-anchor Savannah Guthrie was reported missing from her Tucson area home on February 1st. Investigators are also working with experts to try to locate Nancy Guthrie by somehow detecting her heart pacemaker. Iran has announced a temporary closure of the Strait of Hormuz for live-fire military drills. The rare show of force came as its negotiators held another round of indirect talks with the United States over its disputed nuclear program. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says a new window of opportunity is open for reaching an agreement.
We are hopeful that negotiation will lead to a sustainable and negotiated solution.
U.S. Capitol Police in Washington, D.C. have arrested an 18-year-old man as he ran toward the west side of the Capitol building armed with a shotgun. Police say the man dropped his weapon and complied when challenged by U.S. Capitol Police officers. This is AP News. People in Beijing are celebrating the first day of China's Lunar New Year.
Traditional prayers, fireworks, and fairs mark this year's Lunar New Year in China, alongside 21st century humanoid robots. The activities ushered in the Year of the Horse, one of 12 animals in the Chinese zodiac, succeeding the Year of the Snake. Beijing resident Kang Ziling tells the AP, "The symbolism of the horse is quite good. It can mean taking the lead and success upon arrival." Viewers applaud the robots as they sell everyday items. But one Beijing man, Li Bo, says, however, while China's advances in robotics are great, it lacks a bit of the New Year atmosphere, he adds. It's not as enjoyable as when I was watching gala performances. The Lunar New Year is the most important annual holiday in China. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.